Do you need answers? Is there a need for a true spiritual and prophetic encounter with God? Join Dr. Candace Smitherman and various relevant prophetic voices from around the world. Become enlightened as we walk down the true road to an authentic spiritual encounter. You will experience the glory of God with Dr. Candace and the Glory Roadshow.
Want us to know you more and know your faithfulness. you will find grace for us in all things. And so, Father, I ask, Lord, that because we trust that through the spirit and resurrection of your Son, that even in this meeting today, you will take us to the next level of removing the blindness off of our eyes, that we will step into this eternal realm, this ascension realm, that realm of faith, Lord, that you want your people to live in. And we just give you glory, honor, and praise as the word goes forth as you apply our hearts to question, to wonder, to wander, to step into this presence with you, Lord, that we might fall more in love with you and know you to a new level in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So the first scripture I'm going to start out with is in John chapter 3. Many of you know this scripture. This is when Jesus and Nicodemus are having a conversation about being born again. And Nicodemus, who is a great teacher of the law, he has questions for Jesus. I mean, he got to be with Jesus in that, like, private room. And he was like, Jesus, how are you going to be human if I need to make a pretty present ticket? Even though I'm a great teacher of the law, I am a priest. Right? And what's so beautiful about this question is, this is just like us having a conversation with Jesus. Jesus, we want to know you more. It's just completely just don't get it. And we want to learn more. And so, let's go to John chapter 3. And Nicodemus begins to say to Jesus, listen, Rabbi, this is in verse 2. Nobody can do these miracles that you're doing except God. And Jesus answered, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So let me just start there. And Pastor, I'm just going to ask you, and hopefully that would be perfect questions. But basically, Jesus is saying, you know what? There are great miracles that I've been doing on earth because I understand my relationship with the Father. I understand and grab a hold of the essence of the kingdom of God. In other words, Jesus is saying, although I'm 100% God and I'm 100% man, throughout my life, I have established the relationship with my Father. Being so divine, I understand the kingdom where he dwells. And because I understand the kingdom where he dwells, when I walk the earth, these great miracles are done. Okay? Now listen, this is the same for us. If we know our Father in heaven because of what Jesus died to give us, we have the same capacity to be able to understand the kingdom of God to make that manifest here in the Now, listen, a little farther here. And so, Jesus says, listen, you don't be born again. And what he means by that, what he means by that is, you've got to be born again, not through your mother, but as the Spirit. And we know that as coming to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So we know a born again experience as eternal life. You begin to turn into the realm of eternal life. You confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You believe on him that he was Messiah, the only Son of the living God, and that he came to die on the cross for us, be buried and resurrected, that he might defeat sin, death, and the grave, that he might overcome it. So, their dialogue, he's saying, listen, you don't be born again with the Spirit, which means you got to have your Spirit become born again first if you expect to step in to the kingdom of God. And so, they continue on with their dialogue, and, you know, we see here then that he began to explain it. Like I explained it right now, the Christian being born in the natural and being born in the spirit. Now, what doesn't get born again is your soul. Your spirit man gets born again, but your soul has to be transformed after the birth. So this is what our whole process is on this planet before our body, our flesh, goes back to the earth and our spirit and soul go to heaven for what we say in eternity. And so in the eyes, what are some of the primary things that God is working on? What are some of the things that He's doing so that we can manifest the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God in the earth? How many of you want to be manifested in the kingdom of God? Right? How many of you know that South Africa needs the kingdom of God? Right? America needs the kingdom of God. Right? Every nation needs the kingdom of God. But we are carriers of the kingdom of God. We have to understand process, and that's what Nicodemus is doing. We're discussing him. And so, let me just fast forward just a little bit here, and then Pastor, I'm just going to share something for you. So let's fast forward all the way to John chapter 3, verse 12. And Jesus and Nicodemus again, as you're kind of going back and forth here, and Jesus says to Nicodemus, he says, listen, I know you're like one of the smartest Pharisees there is. He says, but if I told you earthly things and you did not believe, how much more could you believe or what is it if I tell you heavenly things? And so he's testing Nicodemus, teaching and he's saying this to him, hey, Nick, how much deeper do you want to go here? Because basically, I've got so much I want to warn you about heaven, but can you even do it? Like, I'm only talking to you about earthly things here, and that's difficult for you to understand, being born of the spirit or being born of the earth. And he's saying, I have so much more. It is so much weightier. It's the thing that kind of makes a difference in you and in others if you want to manifest the kingdom of heaven in the earth. And then Jesus says, no man has ascended up to heaven but he who came down from heaven. Even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Because I'm just going to think about Moses. But basically, what he's saying here is that there's not a permanent place of residency on the earth once you come to the beginning of the world. The permanent place of residency is the heavenly realm. When we begin to operate from those realms, we will impact the earth today. That makes sense. He's saying, listen, he's saying, I am going to die, be buried, resurrect, and I'm going to ascend. I was here first before I came into my earthly body and I walked the earth and I met the requirements of the law. But I'm going to go back up again. When I go back up again, that's when I'm going to take my church with me. You see, church, God sees us from there, not from here. Let's say it again. See, church, God sees us from here, not from here. We're to be stewards here, but he sees us here. And here's the problem. This is what we're going to be questions about. Because he sees us here, but we walk here, he hurts us to change its thinking on where it's positioned and what is the power that it's truly operating. And how can we bring that new residency into the earth realm to make it so? Just like Jesus did when he was doing this, at the beginning of time, to be heaven's most recent.
So what we can do with the logic to get him back to the word of God's faith? Thank you. Lord say, come.
But you don't have faith. What I've been saying, so you have to excited only when you speak. Not how faithful God operates. No. It's just for God to speak. So if you have faith in the Bible, then I'm just saying you can say, well, I'm going to see what God is going to operate. So when you're drunk, you're a patient. I don't know what to do. And all
Have you been blessed by the Glory Road experience? Dr. Candace would love to be able to connect with you, as she does with all of her covenant partners in a special way. This covenant connection is called the Glory Road Community. By joining this connection group, you will be able to be empowered, enlightened, and spiritually coached by Dr. Smithyman in a more personal way. Go to register today at www.gloryroadcommunity.com.
You've been watching The Glory Road with Dr. Candace Smithyman. She can be seen all over the world. If this ministry has been a blessing to you, plant a seed in the ground. You can support by going to CandaceSmithyman.com. Remember, all donations are tax deductible.